This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. How high is too high to drive in Michigan? With more and more physicians prescribing medical marijuana, this is a question that needs to be answered. Right now, there is no law in Michigan spelling out just how much THC you can have in your system when you drive. But the state legislature is moving on this important safety and legal question. Here with us now is Todd Berg, an attorney with Michigan Auto Law, a firm in Farmington Hills. Welcome, Todd.
Thank you, Cynthia. Great to be here.
So I can legally use marijuana if my doctor prescribes it, let's say for chronic back pain. We know that's true. What does it mean right now, then, if I'm pulled over by a police officer while I'm driving? What does current state law spell out?
Well, the current state law, courtesy of a Michigan Supreme Court opinion in 2013, is as follows. If you are a lawful, registered medical marijuana user under Michigan's Medical Marijuana Act, then you can lawfully drive in the state of Michigan with THC or marijuana in your system so long as you are not driving under the influence of marijuana. The rules are different if you're not a lawful medical marijuana user. If you're not using medical marijuana and you're driving around and you have marijuana in your system, any amount takes you over the line and you are violating the law and you can get in big trouble, even if you're not technically under the influence.
Let me ask you about this. House Bill 5024 addresses this question. It cleared the state house last month. What would this bill do?
This bill would create a commission called the Impaired Driving Safety Commission. It would be comprised of the director of the state, Michigan State Police, a physician, a toxicologist, a lawful registered medical marijuana user, and two professors from public research universities. Their task would be to research and recommend a threshold of THC bodily content that would provide evidence for per se impaired driving in the state. So in other words, to determine how much THC a driver would have that would equate with being impaired and thus being illegal.
So therefore, we would have the same kind of parameters that we have right now for alcohol.
Exactly, because we don't have that right now. And that's probably because for so long, marijuana has been illegal in the state. So having a per se amount was kind of moot because you shouldn't have it at all. But now that medical marijuana has become legal in the state, and because there are different cities, many cities in the state now that at least allow some possession of some small quantity of marijuana, you know, things have changed a little. I don't think the global issue in terms of the cities allowing the smaller quantities is really the driving force here. I think this proposed commission is mostly motivated by trying to determine when a medical marijuana user is under the influence and whether they can set some kind of THC threshold that would kind of be shorthand for this person's impaired.
And therefore, those findings could help our lawmakers overhaul and update, if you will, our impaired driving laws in Michigan.
Oh, absolutely. It would put law enforcement, it would put users, it would put the general public kind of all on the same page that you're not allowed to drive under the influence, you're not allowed to drive or you're visually impaired, and if your blood concentration is going to be above this amount, you're going to be in big trouble. Whether you're technically impaired, whether you're technically under the influence, if you've got it over this amount, then you're going to be in trouble.
So, Todd, what have some other states done to deal with this issue of how much THC is too much?
Well, there are six other states that have tackled this issue. I think people are wading into these waters very gradually. Pennsylvania has set a limit of 1 nanogram per milliliter. Nevada and Ohio have set 2 nanograms. Montana and Washington have set it at 5 nanograms. And Colorado has set it at what's called a permissible inference, where if a driver's determined to have 5 nanograms per milliliter of THC in their system, there's permissible influence that they're under the influence. So the one caveat to all this is AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety has recently, in May of this year, come out with a study which says that these THC levels that have been implemented by these states are highly suspect and may not be reliable in determining whether or not that THC level equates with impaired driving.
So we know the bill was passed by the House with just one no vote in April and then went to the Senate Judiciary Committee. So it's still going through, but they're supposed to have a report to the governor by summer of 2017, aren't they?
That's if the bill passes.
If the bill passes.
Right.
And what's the read on that, do you think?
It's not often that you get a bill like this that passes with such a nearly unanimous support in the House. It would be interesting to see. I would be very surprised if the Senate was not as receptive to this bill as the House was.
Tracking the progress of HB 5024, Michigan's lawmakers moving on marijuana limits for drivers. We've been talking with attorney Todd Berg. He's with Michigan Auto Law in Farmington Hills. Todd, great to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cynthia.